So Jesus used this illustration. First, the lawyer, you know, the lawyer was trying to outsmart Jesus. He wanted to trick him into giving some kind of answer that he could say, yeah, you're not who you say you are and all that. But Jesus made him answer his own question. And he answered it. And Jesus told him that you answered right. So do it. And a lot of us already know. But are we doing it? He said, we know. So do it. Do it. That's like the Nike commercial. Just do it. Just do it. Because God is not concerned about how many scriptures we know. He's not concerned about how we preach. He's not concerned about how we sing. He's not concerned about how we get up and make good testimonies. He ain't concerned about all that. He's concerned about the souls. Are you doing what he has appointed you to do? And that's to save others. That is your purpose, to save others, bring others into the kingdom. And that is what he's concerned about. That is what he's concerned about. And he used the illustration of the Samaritan because the Samaritans and the Jews did not like each other. They were from two different, they just didn't like each other. To them, the Samaritans was a nobody. They wasn't worth anything. They was a nobody. They said whenever they would go into the Samaritan towns, they would go all the way around to avoid seeing them. You know, they were nobody to them. So he used the illustration because the priest, he came by. That was the high man. That's God's man. He came by. He looked. He kept going. The Levite, he come by, and he said he come up on him. He came all the way up on him. And look, I ain't finna touch that. Now, he was concerned, but God don't want us to be concerned. He want us to have compassion. Concern is not enough. He want us to have compassion. Compassion. Compassion is a word that it's a verb. It's a verb because it's something that is doing. Compassion is love on the move. It's love on the move. It's doing something. So he wants us to do something. You can tell me 1,000 times you love me, but if you don't do something to show me, you just... So that's what he wants us to do. But he used that illustration to show them because this man that y'all call no good, God said he's good. He is good. And see, we judge people by the way they look, by the way they what they drive, by the way they come in, by the way they even smell. You know what I'm saying? We don't want to be around them. We don't be close up on them. We got our own little group or little clique. We want to be around people that look just like us and dress just like us and smell just like us. God just saying he want us to do you know, like a lot of people at work, they have checks, spot checks. They got sheets and stuff. They got to go off. We used to have we have one at H&R Block, and every day you go in, you got to check it. You got to check it. You got to check it. And see, is this done, that done, that done, this done. God wants us to do a spot check. He wants us to do a spot check on our love life. He wants the Christians to do a spot check before he check it. He wants you to check it. He wants you to ask him, God, if it's me, show me. We need to pray for compassion. Pray for compassion. Ask for compassion. That's all you got to do. Ask for compassion. He'll give it to you. He will give it to you. There's nothing good he will withhold from his children. Nothing. Nothing. So if we lack in compassion, ask him. And I mean, I'm talking to myself because he gave this to me first. Bishop called me last night, and I had to pray. I had to pray, and I had to pray hard. But then I started writing because Bishop don't know that I was having an issue. And I was like, Lord, I said, am I in the right place? Not talking about church now, don't get me wrong. Not talking about CFC or nothing like that. I'm talking about my life. And I said, if I am, you're going to have to show me. You're going to have to give me a sign. You're going to have to show me right now, not tomorrow. I said, right now. Then Bishop called. I said, thank you, Lord, and thank you, Bishop, for hearing from the Holy Ghost. But I had to pray about this, and God was giving me this. But he was telling me, and you know, he was showing me that even, you know, I like fashion. I like fashion. I like fixing up. I like my eyelashes because I never had any. And I do. I like it. But am I spending too much time on me? Am I spending too much time on me? You know, because he's talking to me. Am I spending too much time worrying about my feelings? Am I, because this year I done went through an emotional roller coaster, y'all. I have went through a roller coaster. And you know, and I always thought I was a strong person. And I felt like I was a strong person. God told me, you are a strong person. But some things where I thought I was strong at, he said, you have just come numb to. You have just come numb to it. It's not that, because I got a saying that I said, and after today, I'll never say it again. Nothing surprises me. And if nothing surprises me, when something comes up, okay, I'm not shocked. But we should be shocked. We should be shocked. We should be shocked at what we're not doing. We should be shocked that this one on in our neighborhood. We should be shocked that this one on so close to our dwelling, because that dwelling should have been covered in prayer for a Christian.